some of the sets of different pieces. But anyway, I'm going to use it for tomorrow. Please get to the end of the talk. I'm assuming you don't have some pieces of
Chazad alamer b'shabes, kol ha-shofet ikar shabes bas malachos harbe, v'shabas bas harbe, einu chayit al chata chata ha-ha. Ha-yede ikar shabat, v'asa malachos harbe, v'shabatot harbe, chayav al kol shabat v'shabat. Ha-yede shu shabat, v'asa malachos harbe, v'shabatot harbe, chayav al kol av malacho malacha. V'asa malachos harbe, v'ein malacha achat, einu chayav al chata.
So we have here Shochet Iker Shabbos is one.
Shgaga on Malachos, the sky will call Malacha Malacha. That's reasonable. And then the middle case is Shigas Shabbos, which is sky will call Shabbos the Shabbos. And the question that arises is, are they chai? Some middle case?
Why
what? I mean, why is that a question?
Why should it be that?
Why not one?
For every Shabbos together.
Yeah, if he makes a mistake on the date of the Shabbos and he never finds out the proper date for Shabbos, so why is that considered many mistakes? Okay. So here, we have a huge machlokas on Rishonim. Read Rashi quickly, if you don't mind. In a nutshell, what does Rashi say before we read it, and then we'll see if it's correct?
Basically, because the question is he talking about by objectively, like we assume that he must have known, or even if we assume that Rashi thinks that as a practical, he must have found out.
Yeah. Rashi takes the view. Rashi obviously is very bothered by this question, as are everybody else. Why should this be broken up into different shagos? And Rashi says
he must have found out. But
there's the idea bin a time.
It fits into the other case.
This idea bin a time. There's no chiddush here. The chiddush in Rashi is the practical assumption. Once you make the practical assumption, then the conceptual conclusion follows naturally. It's a huge practical assumption. The practical assumption is it's impossible that this man did not find out when Shabbos was. He walks around in the Jewish community all week long. Here's last Shabbos, you know, 2 days ago, you know, my cholent was just superb. Whatever people talk about, I don't know. I heard a great drasha from the rabbi in the shul 3 days ago on Shabbos. Whatever it is, it's impossible that he's going to walk around the Jewish community and he's not going to hear that it was Shabbos. Correct? That's Rashi. Can we read the Rashi inside? Once you assume that that's true, so then the fact is that it's not that one shkoga. What? So it's a huge practical assumption. Once you do, then basically there's no conceptual chiddush in what Rashi says at all. Okay, go ahead, read this quickly. So this is a little bit of a chiddush in Rashi. Namely, why? It's not important. I mean, there is one conceptual point at least here, and that is?
At the time that you did the malacha, even if at the time you did the malacha, you didn't know it was Shabbos.
Even though, not well, when you did the malacha, you certainly didn't know it was Shabbos. Rashi is saying much more than that. What's Rashi saying more than that, Eliezer?
If there's some type of partial deal or something like that, where you could know that it was Shabbos,
yeah, even though the Yedias Shabbos, it doesn't include Yedias Achet, basically, because he doesn't remember that he conveniently wiped that from his memory, that, 3 days ago when they were waxing eloquent about the rabbi's drosh and shul, which he now knows was Shabbos, he was... He was plowing as if there were no tomorrow. Diligent farmer that he is. So, he forgot about that already. So even though he never puts together that he was an avarian on Shabbos, since now he is, 3 days ago was Shabbos, or he hears now that 3 days ago was Shabbos, doesn't register on him that had implications in terms of Yisra Malacha. Nonetheless, Rashi says that would still be considered Yedios Benatayim Lekalek, which means that it seems like Rashi is saying that there's no requirement of Yediyah Sachet, Pashas again, nothing else. There's no requirement of Yediyah Sachet. Yoni, there's only a requirement of? How would you characterize it? Yediyah Sametzius or Yediyah Sashkaga. The Shkaga was, he knows Hilchos Shabbos anyway. Right? He knows it very well. But his Shkaga, his toes, is his halama, is a calendar halama, and now he has a Yediyah in the calendar. Even though he has no Yediyah Sachet. So Rashi's assuming two things, right? Number one, practical thing, that he has the Yediyah, Lemaisa, on the Shkaga, and he's also assuming conceptually that it's not important to break up Chatos and you have Yediyah Sachet. Being unaware that he sinned is not a problem in splitting up Chatos. Okay. And Tosis, as we'll soon see, we'll read Tosis in a second. Yeah. Tosis likes neither of these points.
Is it possible to see Rashi that he forgot the Shabbos at that moment that he sinned, even though he knew another point of Shabbos?
Again, he forgot.
He just forgot at the point that he did a lot, he forgot of Shabbos, but he knew at some point that Shabbos that it was Shabbos. It was all he could think about it.
I'm not sure what you mean. I mean, right now on Tuesday, when he finds out that 3 days ago.
Rashi,
3 days ago was Shabbos. No, while on Shabbos, when he doesn't think it's Shabbos, he knows that he's plowing. He's not plowing in a state of, he's not misasik and he's plowing. He's not plowing in his sleep. But the point is, on Tuesday, when he finds out that 3 days ago, in fact, was Shabbos, he doesn't realize that 3 days ago was the time that he was plowing. That's what Rashi says. So this idea, which neutralizes his shkog on his toes of 3 days ago, ends that. In other words, he's been in a calendar state of error for days now. That calendar state of error ends. But with it does not come a idea, an awareness that he was chotei. That's a simple reading of Rashi. Right? Elishalom niskalo malacha shenasabo. He doesn't remember that he was plowing 3 days ago. Okay, maybe he blocked it out. He has, he's now that he knows that it was he heard that it was Shabbos 3 days ago. He assumes that he was plowing 4 days ago. He came to bring himself to come to the horrific conclusion that he was being a farmer on Shabbos. Okay, so he blocked it out. Okay. That's what happened here. What? Yeah. Go ahead.
Shkaga Kamaita, Mishum Shabbos of the Havanai, Raha Itidala, Ibeni Ubeni, Belfa, Kolchada Shabbos Kada Shkaga.
Kolchada Shabbos, Kama. Right. Miu.
Miu al Harbe Malato, Shabbos Shabbos, Lomatai of El Hama. The Kula Shabbos Kada Shkaga. The Lo Shagaga Malakos, Diodeha, Shamalakos, Asuros.
So what Rashi here is emphasizing very strongly, and he does it in several other places, in the Mishnah and other places as well, what factor? Well, what factor is Kobeya here? Yedios or Halomos of Shkogos. How many mistakes he made? Is it one mistake? Is that mistake broken up by now knowing that that was a mistake, and therefore it's a new mistake? The number of mistakes is what Rashi's emphasizing. Okay, not the number of yediyos, but the number of mistakes. Okay, not even the number of halamos, which is not always identical with shkagos, we'll get to that, but the number of mistakes. Okay, and then Rashi repeats it again later on. Go ahead. Later on, he kind of almost, you get a sense that the next one. So even again, what's he emphasizing? Shkagos. No, the difference between the cases is not the Maisaveiros, and so on, it's Shkagos. Okay.
We'll look at the Gemara about Yalit very quickly, just finish up.
Gemara Yalit, Hanim Shufa, Lachal Achav Yachav, Hanim Shayim, Lachal Achav Yachav Shabbos. Establish the people of the Zadar of Shabbos, the Shigas Pontos, Dika Shigas Tuba, Tura Shabbos,
Yeah, you can see Rashi recurring theme here is how many shkagos are there. Okay, so according to Rashi, Yom Shem and Taim Yidil Lechalek is how many shkagos are there, and with the big, big practical assumption that Yidil Shem and Taim Havin Yidil Lechalek is, he knows about it. Okay, and Tosis disagrees. Why? In a nutshell, we'll read it in just a second. What doesn't Tosis like? I read it, gotcha, go ahead. The Gemara talks about being mitzarev. In one chata, shigas Shabbos and shigas Malachas. We have that. We saw that Gemara already. Right? We'll have to see it a little more thoroughly when we get to it. So the question is, Shabbos achas
Shabbos achas Shabbos ho, Shabbos ho,
Okay, so what's the first point that Tosis disagrees is a very important fundamental point, namely not so much. I mean, he's using that case, but that's you have to zero in on what's important here. That's the case that's proving his point. Namely, what's the point? Exactly. Not Yediyas Shigot, not Yediyas Hashgaga, but Yediyas Achet. In other words, what he's saying is, according to Rashi, you may have, what happened in Beit Atayim, that you learned of your Taos, the Taos, which was Mevia, which was Mevia Oscha Lechet. But you never learned of the Chet. There was no Yediyas Achet according to Rashi. Rashi himself admits. Right? Even when he found out that 3 days ago was Shabbos, he blocked it out of his mind that he was planting and plowing and doing Dosh and Ba'amer and all the things that he was doing. So there was never Yediyas Achet. All there was is Yediyas HaTos. The Tos Shehivia Oso Lechet. The question is Yediyas HaTos enough to be Mechalek HaTos or not? Tosis says we can prove from the sugya in later on, because in that case there is yediyas hatos, namely he knows it's Shabbos, he finds out it's Shabbos, but if we're still mitzarev, right, there's still tziruf between shigas Shabbos and shigas Malacha into one chatas. So we see that yediyas hatos, which isn't the equivalent of yediyas Hachet is not mitzaret. That's Tosis's thinking. Okay. The Ramban suggests an answer to this question. Did you see it? Yeah.
Is answer to for Rashi?
For Rashi, for this question.
All right, so is I believe that his answer for Rashi was that That's a different. The answer is the second question. This is also with this answer. I mean to say that this is a new type.
Yeah.
Of
okay. So you're right. So let's hold on. Let's just get the second question in too. You're right. You're actually correct. What's the second question?
So the second question is that.
Just read it quickly, since you're right. We can do Mao and what else.
That we learn out the second category of Shigas Shabbos from a pasuk.
As we pointed out, if you take the leap that Rashi made, which is that this is pragmatic, I mean, it's true, he really did hear about it, it's just inconceivable, so then what's the big chiddush in the rest of it? So what do you need a pasuk for? Fact that there's a pasuk shows you there's some sort of legal formal concept here, which would make much more sense if he didn't really know about it? That's Tosis's question.
The man says the answer is Tosis.
So what's the answer?
So Hagufa, that's the finish, that you don't need Yediyas Hachet, and Lechalek, you don't need Yediyas Hachet.
Ah, very good. You don't need, he said, according to Rashi, the finish of Yediyas Shemenetayim Lechalek is precisely that there's no requirement of Yediyas Hachet. But what do you do with the Gemara and Ayin Aleph? That seems to say that you do need Yediyas Hachet, because Yediyas Hatos, or Yediyas Hashgaga alone, would have demanded two Chatos and Ayin Aleph. So what do you say about that?
I don't know.
So you have to, there's a subtle point that you have to make. Ephraim?
On Ayin Aleph, so do you remain in the state of Shkaga because you went on to have a Shigigas Malachos? But over here, you didn't remain in that state of Shkaga because once you had an idea, so that covered all the areas that you've done.
Say it better. It may be true, it may may cover the cases, but not. What's the Hagdara of the Ramban?
Yediyah has to be
total. Well, not total, because it's not Yediyah Sachet. What is? It's not Yediyah Sachet, but it's more than.
It's more than
Yediyah Sashkaga, right? What is? What is it? That's right. I'm not talking about the Rabban's Omshad, I'm talking about within Rashi now. The Prime said it's correct, but it's not formulated correctly. Yeah. See.
It says you need Yediyas Shabbos and Yediyas Malachos. And Yediyas Hamalachos. You don't actually have to remember that you sin. You need, at the time, at that Tuesday, or whatever day it is, you have to remember both Shabbos and also the Malachos.
So, but when, what's correct? But what's the. Do you need Yediyas Achet? No. But you need more than Yediyas
because, for example, let's say at the time you forgot that it was Shabbos.
Right.
You didn't forget that it was Malchus the time that you were on Shabbos. Later on, you also forgot that it was Malchus, like the case in that time. So the fact that you came back and remembered Shabbos wouldn't be sufficient. Because at the time that you remembered, you had then forgotten also about the Malacha.
Good. So what level of Yediyah do you require for Rashi? You're saying it, but. Yeah.
I guess you need whatever level you needed not to do that there at the time. You need to have
You need the Yediyas, what does he call it? Not Yediyas Achet, but Yediyas Chataso. Right? You have there, Yaakov, go ahead.
So the Yisra Meladami, the Vishma Mahasa Meludo Lo Chataso, Shri Yisra Shigas Malachas, the Lohacha, Hare Nudo Lo Chataso, Shri Elohayo Lo El Shigas Shabbos, Hare Nudo Lo Shu Shabbos, and Nudo Lo Shemachas, the Surah Shabbos.
Yeah, so that, in other words, there's something called Yediyas. The Rosh Hashanah are struggling here to figure out what do you need to be Mechalek. So there's Yediyas Achet, right? That's what Tosa seems to require. To know that you were Chote, that you, Begabra, were Chote. Rashi with Pashtus, if you didn't have to deal with the Gemara and Dafai and Aleph, the whole Rashi revolves around Yediyas Achet, Yediyas Hashkogo. Mitchilil, nothing about Chet. Just Yediyas Hashkogo. The Shkogo Sheviel Oscha Lidei Chet, that's what's important. That's so different than Yediyas Hachet. The Ramban has this suggestion for Rashi in between. Again, Yediyas Chataso. So how would you define it, Yaakov? Like everybody was saying, but this is...
The component parts.
You need to know the components. That's correct. You need to know the components of the Chet. You don't need to know that you, Begabra, were Chote. You don't need to know your history of Chet. You need to know the components which go into the Chet, or which would be... You need to have a Yediyah which would be Poreshu Menachet. So you need Yediyas Chataso if you need the kind of Yediyah that would prevent you from being Chote further. That's very different than Yediyas Hachet. We'll discuss that tomorrow. We'll try to fit these into some schemes. There's a broader issue here, of course. What is Mechalek Chataos? Are Chataos essentially naturally combinable, but? Right? Or is it an artificial effort to combine Chataos to begin with? Right? Do we assume that Chataos are combinable unless they're separable, or the opposite? That's really what I'm asking. And what is it that breaks them up or puts them together? Essentially, is one korban include more than one pu'ula or ma'isa ve'er? And is it the idea which is mechayev? Is it the shkaga that's mechayev? Is it the ma'isa ve'er that's mechayev? Some of the issues we've touched on already in talking about chiluk chatos in Malachas Shabbos, but you have to play it through many, many sugyas. This is one of the important issues. What's fascinating here is that this whole ohoda ilav chatasa that Tosis brings in, on the surface, one might have thought, has to do with the technical bringing of the karban. Ohoda ilav chatasa, you need a yediyah of betchila, you need a yediyah of betzel, before you bring a karban. Is it clear that ohoda ilav chatasa is that kind of, that level of yediyah is critical in terms of chiluk chatos? Well, Tosis thinks that they have a good deal from the Gemara Nefayin Alech Amud Aleph. But already the Ramban is saying, not necessarily. Maybe the Gemara Nefayin Aleph isn't exactly established a Diya Sachet. Again, to bring a Korban, you need the Diya Sachet. We're not talking about, that comes from Ohoda Elav Chatasa. But we're not talking about the conditions for bringing a Korban now. We're talking about the conditions for bringing a separate Korban, individual Korbanos. It's not so obvious that Ohoda Elav Chataso is crucial to that. Maybe even Chatos, Shkogos. Maybe there's another way to get out of Ayin Aleph from an Aleph, even without the Ramban's suggestion. So we'll hold off on that. Okay, but once you say this, right, then what you said is correct, namely?
That,
so now we at least can answer. The Ramban says, if it's true that even Rashi requires more than Yediyas Shigigaso, he requires Yediyas Chataso, the components that go into the Chet, or, again, I'm not sure if this is the same or not, the components that go into the Chet, or the components that would prevent you in the future, or that should prevent you from furthering your Chet. That could be different or the same. Sorry. But either way, but they both fall into the category, not of Yediyas Chet, that he did it, and not of Yediyas Chos, or Ashkaga, but Yediyas Chataso. The idea that Yediyas Chataso is enough and you don't require Yediyas Achet, that's the Gzeres HaKasav. Without the Gzeres HaKasav, we would have thought like Tosis. This is Ramban for Rashi. Right? Okay. Let's continue. What did Tosis themselves say? We'll just finish this in one more minute.
The line. Yeah.
Hafanani,
Apophia,
Shabbos Nida, which we'll get back to tomorrow. That's the first formulation. And then in the continuation, again, we'll have to read this again tomorrow, but then in the continuation, Tosis isn't so sure that you even need the Gzeres HaKasav, because what about Nida? Right? Okay. But what's the idea of Tosis? Tosis this. An adjustment on Rashi, like Ramban for Rashi, or is it totally different?
Totally different. Nothing practical, rather, whether you're not
throwing
anything,
Shabbos
dictates
that you should. Or the Yomi, the Meheter, Benatayim, break it up. Right. As it seems that Rashi would not accept that. But according to Rashi, if it's one, in theory, if it's one Shkaga, even though it's impossible to continue with the Aveira, you know, across this time span, right, only every 7 days. You can jump from Shabbos to Shabbos, but during the week you can't violate Zoreh and Chorosh and Kotzer and Ma'amer and Dosh and so on. Right? Unless it's Yom Kippur that week and then it's Hazrim Machayev or Yom Yom. But, so according to Tosas, the fact of Yom Shebeno Tayim, that's Mechalik. That's Exeris HaKasim, that's Mechalik. Because they're Yenehet, and the same is true with Niga. Would it matter, according to Tosas, whether or not he knew that she was Tahora in between, in the case of Nida? Who discusses it? Yeah?
Well,
correct. Well, that's the difference. The Ramban and the Rajba and the other Rishonim quote the Rajbam, who sounds very similar to Tosis, right?
Sounds similar to Tosis.
A little bit. But probably this is the, well, I guess you're so discerning that you didn't even think ever that it was similar. Well, in the sense that he believes that it's Yomim Shebeno Tayim, literally, which are Mechalek, it's not the idea.
I thought the response was that the idea of what, like you know today's Tuesday, and that's just enough of the idea right there. Just knowing that today's Tuesday. I thought the point of the response was
that. Well, not so much, no, you know, but it's the Meheter break up the Halomos, according to the Rashbam. But it seems you have to know that it's Yimei Heter. It doesn't mean you don't have to know it's Tuesday or Monday, but you have to know that there's no suffix on this day.
Oh, okay.
That's the Rashbam. That sounds a little like Tosas. In the sense that Tosas and the Rashbam have something in common. Both of them believe it's not a something that you found out in between.
Well, according to Rashbam, you are finding something out.
Oh, yeah. So according to the Rashbam, it's finding out that today is not a suffix, but you didn't find out when Shabbos was.
Yeah.
And as probably you know, you could make the same mistake again for the same reason, namely your calendar is still one day off. But knowing that today is certainly not Shabbos, that's Mechalik. And Tosas doesn't say it that way. Tosas says that the fact that it's a Yom Heter is Mechalik. That's the idea. The Nafkamina could be, okay, we'll stop here, we'll have to finish this tomorrow. But let's try to analyze tomorrow what the implications are, and the other Rishonim as well that I gave you, okay? The Nafkamina would be, technically, this is the, I think the Farage, the printed Ritva, or the old Ritva brings up, that is, let's say you didn't know in the case of Nida, in Shabbos you always know. You always know that there's a day in between. But in the case of Nida, you don't know that she was ever Cornelis, for all you know she wasn't. According to the Rashbam, it sounds like you have to know that she was Cornelis in between. And according to the Malikosis, you don't. So we'll discuss that as well.